Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abob is back. Joel's an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He's one of the top franchise experts on the planet, the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot. 11 years. Wow, I'm glad I'm not getting any older during all
this. My 20th anniversary is coming up in a month or so.
20.
How about that?
Who
would have thunk it, right?
That's what I said.
Somebody asked me how have I done it. I said I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
That's right. Don't just do it.
Hey, Joel, when over the years I've had a lot of people come to me and say, I want to start a business. And I've said, well, I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking? What are you thinking? You want to start a business. Do you really know what you're up against? And most of them don't. If you've never run a business, there's no way to know. It's like kind of like being a parent, right? If you've never been a parent, you really don't know it till you do it. And there's a lot of surprises in being a business owner, even if you're a franchise owner, right?
Oh, absolutely. And look at your situation, Jim. You didn't know anything about starting a radio program.
I did not. You're exactly right about that.
but you learned, and franchising offers tools where they do teach you things like formal training, solid, tight business systems that keep everything on the up and up and keep your business running smoothly. So people that are looking for support that don't want to do everything themselves, all the thinking that's required to start a business and trying to come up with that one great idea, franchise ownership is definitely worth a look.
Well, you're right, because I call it, as you know, Joe, I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines.
Right.
Because your franchisor gives you a very specific color-by-number track to run on, doesn't it?
It does. And you start off by saying, people that are thinking about starting a business don't really know what they're getting into. Well, there's a couple things that will slap them in the face reality-wise when they start looking to be in business for themselves. And once they start looking at franchise opportunities, which is usually done on the web with any of the franchise opportunity websites like FranchiseDirect.com, FranchiseGator, et cetera, they're going to start clicking all these tile ads, and they may actually find an opportunity that interests them.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when they click one of those ads, they will be asked to fill out a request for information form. And it's kind of like, drum roll, please. It is a big deal, because it's one thing to think about looking at a business, looking at a franchise to buy, mm-hmm. and it's quite a different thing to actually fill out your real name, your phone number, your email, maybe the city you live in.
To declare.
Right. Knowing full well that you are going to get a follow-up email and a follow-up phone call.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it changes everything. Mm-hmm. It's a little scary.
So what do you do? I mean, you're right. Then you take a deep breath and you fill out the form and you hit the enter key.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of one of those come to papa kind of moments, where am I casually looking? Am I just kind of curious about?
Well, that's a good question. At what point in time do you say, you walk into a store and someone says, "Can I help you?" And you say, "Well, I'm just looking." Can you do that? And will the franchisors, the people who are going to sell you a franchise, will they allow you to go on a first date with them, so to speak?
Today's franchise development representatives are getting better and better at qualifying or disqualifying people that contact them. And that first phone call, which I happen to be writing about right now, the beginning part of that first phone call, you know, I understand you're interested in our franchise. Tell me about yourself. It's kind of a get to know you. But at the same time, they are asking some questions that are designed to qualify or disqualify you. And franchise development representatives are paid commission. They are not going to waste their time with someone who is, well, I'm just starting to learn about franchising, and I just want to kind of see what's out there.
Right.
Warning, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yes, look at our website and let me know if you're interested. Call me again.
Well, that's exactly right, because, I mean, the thing is that you can tell. I'll give you another example. I've had commercial real estate to rent before.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get a phone call from my sign out in front of the building, when I get a phone call from someone wanting to rent it, I can tell whether they're going to be a prospect or not. I see you have this building over here. How much is the rent?
Right away.
Well, it's a several thousand foot building. I don't know what kind of signage you want. I don't know whether you want it built
right
inside. I don't need to know if you need more air conditioning, more parking. So you see what I'm getting at? And if they ask me that question, that tells me they've never done it before. All they've ever done is rent an apartment.
Exactly.
And that's the
exactly
thing where they're thinking. So what I know is I either have to educate them in hopes
that's right
that they are really are a prospect. They just don't know how to rent a
right
building. Or I have to, you know, let them go do something else. I mean, I'm looking for the person who calls me and says, hey, how big is your building? If I tell you how much what I'm going
right
to need of that building, can you calculate what the rent would be for me?
Right.
That's a qualified
two
person.
Two totally different types of people.
Yeah. And the same thing with franchises, right?
Yeah. And it's up to the franchise development representative to determine that, because it's okay to educate people if you feel that the person is qualified. I mean, it's always okay to educate people, but when you're in sales, you have to make that decision.
What
if
you got a phone call, yeah, and the guy says, look, I just retired and I've got $500,000 I can put into out of my retirement, I can put into a
right
franchise. You're going to take you might educate that person a little bit, right?
Yeah, you're going to spend the time.
But, what does they say? And, money talks.
right. However, real quick, just because someone has money doesn't mean they're right for franchising
right
or right for
that's
any
right
type of business.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Joe.
I'm holding on to it. In the meantime, it's thefranchiseking.com.
Thefranchiseking.com. And the book is called Become a Franchise Owner by Joel LaBava. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how about this, folks? Get yourself educated a little bit on your own. Joel talked about going online and looking around. Learn the jargon of the industry and be a little smarter before you make that first phone call. How about that? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.